You tweeted out, you said, positive pregnancy test, question mark.
Yes.
Unsure what to do? This is the sign you were looking for. Keep the baby.
Yes.
Raise the baby. By the time they are two, you will thank God you read this and shudder that you ever considered an abortion. I understand you have a choice, but make the right one.
Yes. I did tweet that because I understand that there is now a chance with 1.8 million people following me on Twitter and 600,000 people watching each of my tweets that I may have just saved a life. I wasn't trying to make any point about the legality of abortion because everyone's arguing underneath the tweet, oh, it should be legal, it should be illegal. I will actually upset both teams because I'm not pro-life or pro-choice. I believe that abortion should be legal under many circumstances, and there are many reasons why there are people in the world who for many reasons would need an abortion. What I do is I don't try to force my views on anyone else. So my view on abortion is very simple. I'm against abortion for me. I've made lots of money. I'm a smart guy. I'm a great dad. If I get some girl pregnant, even if it's by accident, it was my choice to sleep with her, and I'm gonna make sure she brings that baby into the world and take care of it for the rest of its life. So I'm against it for me. I don't try to force my views on other people, because otherwise we're gonna start this whole debate. It's gonna happen in the comment section of this video. Oh, but what if a woman gets raped? I'm against abortion being used as a form of contraception. So I'm on neither team. So both teams can get mad at me and I don't really care. But yeah, I just thought with so many followers, maybe I'm gonna get a letter in the mail in 17 years time from somebody whose mother's gonna tell them the story of the time she read Tristan Tate's tweet. And I thought that would be awesome.
Wow.
So that was my motivation. I wasn't trying to start a political argument because I really don't care enough about these issues to debate people on them because I know how I wanna live my life. And if you're a crack addict on the streets of New York and you end up pregnant through sex work, I do believe there is a case where you personally don't need to be bringing a baby into the world. So I'm not gonna tell you it's illegal. So I'm in the middle. So everyone can be mad at me. Everyone can hate me.